May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. David's psalm this morning is probably my most favorite psalm because of its eloquent reminder that God is always with us. Through the thick and thin of our good times and our bad times, and even in our darkest times, the psalm reminds me that God is good all the time and God is with us. The psalm is often used for weddings and more often probably even for funerals. And I was happy to see that it came up in the lectionary for this week, as I think it speaks to the time now. While we know that God is walking with us, we still have times when it seems like we're in a valley of darkness. In the moments when we are the most challenged, sometimes we may ask us because we are fearful. In these politically charged times, not knowing clearly the direction our country is heading, sometimes that brings with it fear. This psalm addresses feelings that many of us today are facing and will face in the future. Many U.S. citizens are hurting right now. Some are scared, and most of us are concerned. Our concerns continue to rise up and stress us as we ponder, what will the upcoming elections bring, and what the results of the elections might bring to our otherwise peaceful and content life? And it doesn't matter which side of the politics that you're on. The reality is that both sides are feeling fear and anxiety. What will happen if my candidate isn't elected? These concerns that both sides have are very different. But nonetheless, they bring out up the levels. The naming of a Supreme Court justice has sparked many emotions. Is it right or is it wrong to elect a new judge in the process of an election? How can we process our feelings about this when they run so deep? The news cycles reported over this last week that a group of people were arrested on alleged charges of a plot to kidnap a governor with the possibility of their life being threatened. This news unnerves many of us. In so many ways, this behavior seems to what we know, and it's so hard to fathom. Issues regarding health care for millions of people cause many of us to pause as we ponder what it would be like if 20 million people lose their health insurance and pre-existing an answer to what comes behind that. And COVID-19 is now on the rise again and continues to spread at a rapid rate. Just recently, two nearby schools were closed right here in Wayne County, just a little up the street. It's hitting close to home. So, community next? All of these issues bring with them tensions and stress. When I feel the stress coming on, I oftentimes turn to Psalm 23 to seek comfort. I especially like this psalm because it invites us to a rich play of imagination. It presents God as our shepherd and as our generous host and as the giver of hospitality. Walter Brueggemann, in his writing, suggested that the imagery that David uses when writing this psalm leads us to believe in the trustworthiness of Yahweh in the face of every circumstance. It gives the writer, he said, and the readers a sense of confidence and serenity in the face of every threat. Brueggemann wrote that the imagery of the shepherd and sheep is featured clearly in verses 1 through 3, with the sheep giving testimony about the good shepherd. While the metaphor is carried out in some detail, it's important to recognize that shepherd is a term used in the ancient world whose task it was to provide and protect the subjects of the realm. The psalmist, Brueggemann said, speaks out of a context of deep danger and articulates confidence as the one who will keep the flock safe and protected. Have you had moments in your life where you have felt protected by God? What did that feel like? What does that feel like? Did you notice that God was protecting you in the midst of that situation, or did you figure it out? In the Psalms, emphasis is placed on the shepherd that provided for the sheep. He provided a green, grassy pasture, and he provided safety and security and protective paths. That, of course, is all that the sheep could ask for and all needed. God provides for us in the same way, yet sometimes we stray away. But God is always calling us back. God always provides the path and feeds us with knowledge of his goodness and his love. In verse 3 of the psalm, the psalmist says, "He leads me in right paths for his name's sake." In his name's sake means that by giving such care for the sheep, God establishes a good relationship and reputation as a reliable shepherd, leaving others under his care to want his care. God cares for us, all of us. Brueggemann also wrote in his essay that the remarkable conviction of the psalmist, meaning David, is that the protective presence of Yahweh overrides every threat along the way. Yahweh is the protector. This psalmist's confidence is given to us in verse 4 of the text when he wrote, "I will fear no evil because you are with me." As a pastor, I can truly identify with this text. I equate evil sometimes with the opposition or the misunderstandings in the church, or when there is tension between people. And it's in these moments that I step back and I remind myself that God is our provider and will always be with us and will always be at our side, especially on the days when the task and the challenges that we seem feel out of control. And somehow, God always puts us back on the track and continues to provide what we need to carry on in our task. I found this to be true in the beginning of this pandemic. There were some rough days and moments where I stood scratching my head in my dining room saying, "God, how is this going to work?" And I prayed for guidance. And it seems like God followed me and us as a congregation along the way. And he kept taking down the roadblocks that were in front of us and providing a clear path when the challenges presented themselves. Some days it didn't seem like things could work out. Zoom was scratching like, "Oh my gosh, now what?" But we were able to overcome the obstacles with the help of God and through God's grace. Sometimes, when things seem difficult, it's hard to have that trust in God. When we are in our darkest spots, when we feel that we're alone, it's hard to find or recognize where God is in the picture. Is he there? Yes, of course he's there. It's nice to know that God sticks with us in those dark moments, providing his love and encouragement. In my personal life, I strive to be like the psalmist, but I also struggle at times to have that deep faith. It's hard to walk through the dark valleys without fearing the evil. But the psalmist proclaimed, "I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." As I reflect and meditate over this portion of the text, I realize how much I am comforted by God. Sometimes not even recognizing it in that moment and realizing that God is with me. It may be from encouraging words that I hear from others, or a gesture from somebody doing some act of kindness. This is the Holy Spirit teeming with God at work through others to carry us through. God has called us to be faithful, not fearful. When we give in to our fears, that is when evil can come in and take over. So let's talk about fear for just a quick moment. Dr. Jonathan Vorse wrote an excellent piece on fear, and I want to share a few of his points with you. He said that fear is not being afraid. There's a difference between being afraid and being fearful. And he told a funny story about fear. He said one night, during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn the light off when he asked in a trembling voice, "Mommy, will you stay with me all night?" And smiling, the mother gave him a warm, reassuring hug and said tenderly, "I can't, dear. I have to sleep in Daddy's room." And then there was a long silence. And at last it was broken by a shaky voice saying, "The big sissy." I know that might seem funny in that perspective of a kid, but fear is not. Fear is a painful emotion or passion, excited by the expectation of evil or the apprehension of impending danger. In 1 John 4, it says, fear's goal is to come and make us alive in torment. We can embrace our fear, or we can embrace God's love. Fear is not being afraid, and there is a big difference between being afraid and being fearful. It's natural to be afraid occasionally. It's the defense mechanism that God puts inside of us to help ward off danger. In the same way, it's unnatural to experience a prolonged season of fear. We need to guard against the spirit of fear. We need to lean into God as our shepherd, shaking off the evil in our lives. Fear is the work of our enemy, and it doesn't come from God. Therefore, we should give no place to our fears in our lives, no matter what's happening around us. When you're in those dark places, hand over your fears to God. God will always be with you, walking with you on your path, comforting and reassuring you. Will you place your focus on God or on fear? Amen.